Michael, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Oh, no, it's such a pleasure, Tess. Thank you for having me.
So to start off, could you tell us a little bit about the title, Not New, Not New, Not New? It's three different spellings. The first one is N-I-W-E, the second one is N-I-E-U-W, and the last one is N-E-U for those who are looking to Google later on. Could you tell us a little bit about, I guess, that and how that came about?
Sure. So each of the not news, each new is sort of borrowed from the etymology of new. So one's Dutch, one's German, and one's Old English. All of those sort of places happen to be these colonial superpowers. And the reason why we've titled it that is because the show sort of deals with the legacy, the botanical legacy of Joseph Banks and Captain James Cook. So when they came here on the Endeavour, they did a lot of botanizing. They collected 30,000 plants, of which 1,400 were completely, inverted commas, new to European science at the time. So with that sort of botanizing, they named things certain ways. So the show really deals with the colonial prejudice inherent in these sort of names, in this act of naming. So, you know, you just think of the Banksia, you know, obviously named after Sir Joseph Banks, but had a name well before then. Or even, you know, the eastern coast of Australia, New South Wales. So I guess the exhibition, and pull it all together, sort of looks at these new discoveries with the effect of, you know, recasting them as not new, not new, not new, yeah.
And so I guess why was there a choice to focus the show on British imperialism in the South Pacific? I mean, Australia, I guess, has been around. The Indigenous culture in Australia is the oldest in the world. There's been quite a few different phases, I guess. Why British imperialism?
Oh, sure. Well, you know... I guess for us, you know, I mean, Australia, you know, it was met by, the Dutch came, you know, the English came, they discovered, you know, the other side of Australia. So, but I guess we really wanted to zero in on this Endeavour trip because it really, for us, you know, was so fruitful and really left a huge legacy, but one that we thought we couldn't ignore. And I guess we wanted to do a show about something in this field, and then we spoke to the artists, you know, and you know, a lot of other sort of botanists and scholars in the field, and I guess we kind of ended up in this territory. So I can't say it was necessarily a choice that we always had in mind, but it was the one that we instinctively landed on after we did the research and the chatting to the artists and the botanists and whatnot.
Yeah, and you've mentioned the artists a couple of times. I mean, I was having a look. It seems like there's some absolutely incredible people on board. Could you tell us about some of the artists?
Oh, yeah, sure. So it's an incredible bunch of artists. So the show is comprised of New Zealand Maori artists and Aboriginal Australian artists and an Australian artist with Mauritian and South African descent. So, I mean, each artist has been working in this field for so long. Their entire practice is about sort of talking about language, talking about nature, and talking about colonialization and what, you know, the colonizers left, but also what they took. So we really wanted to go to people who were working in this field, and that's all offset by these two prints that we actually have. And they're modeled off drawings that Sydney Parkinson did on the Endeavour. So one's from Cooktown and one's from Botany Bay, both where they did lots of botanizing. And that's the sort of, I guess, historical point that all these artworks sort of depart from. So it's really quite interesting because a lot of people have been describing the show like an 18th century, you know, Wonder Karma or some sort of natural history museum. But it's all contemporary art in the show. And we've kind of gone for that, I don't want to say look and feel, but sort of, you know, certainly that vibe, you know, upstairs.
It sounds so, so cool. So for the show is on until the 10th of December, I believe. What are you hoping that people take away from the show that they do make it down there?
Oh, gosh, you know, I mean, here at Foray, we're always interested in conversation building and always to, you know, just sort of further any conversation in any certain field. I don't know if you know much about Foray's history, but we actually began in 1996. And it was sort of like an artist collective in response to the rhetoric of Pauline Hanson. So since then, we have a distinctively political feel, and that's channeled through contemporary art. So this exhibition is very much in line with that and very much exploring Australia's place and its own history and its relationship to other sort of countries in the Asia-Pacific region. Just to name an example about what we want to achieve, we had a couple of really fun public programs. We had a breakfast with the botanist where we invited a botanist in, David Mabberley, to sort of talk about each of the artists from a botanical perspective and the artwork. So that was, you know, great fun. And then we had another public program that sort of spoke about the legacy of Banks and how artists have been using flowers and flora and fauna to sort of tell their messages and spread their messages. So we're quite broad here in this exhibition. So we're tackling bits of science, bits of art history, bits of colonial theory. So I think when your listeners, if they do choose to come in, they'll definitely get a sense of that and probably, you know, tune into those sort of conversations.
Well, it does sound absolutely incredible, and we'll pop all the links up on the podcast. But Michael, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No, thank you for having us. You know, we're long-time listeners, first-time callers.
Loved having you on. Thanks, Michael.
Okay, take care. Bye.